check in with Inez Ferre. Inez, I know you have your eye on Sony. There was some breaking news today. They're making a big purchase in the video game space. What can you tell us?
That's right. As that video game space continues to consolidate, Sony will be buying Bungie. This is an independent video game maker for $3.6 billion. The announcement comes in the same month that Take-Two Interactive announced that it's buying Zynga for $12.7 billion. And also weeks after Microsoft announced that it will be buying Activision Blizzard for almost $69 billion. Now, the irony of all of this is that Bungie is a company which is known for its games Marathon, for Halo, and its original Halo game had really put the Xbox, Microsoft's Xbox, on the map because Microsoft had acquired Bungie back in the year 2000. In 2007, Bungie said it was splitting off of Microsoft and becoming a private independent company. So that's ironic because now Bungie will be part of PlayStation Studios.
And in, as you say, Tesla stock is racing ahead today amid an upgrade from Credit Suisse. Analysts saying there that the stock checks all the boxes and it's a good entry point.
Yeah, that's right. With Tesla seeing gains today of more than 9% that we can look at our Wi-Fi interactive board. And the analysts there, Dan Levy and Trevor Young, are saying it's an attractive entry point, that Tesla has been caught in the sell-off and the overall market sell-off that we've seen recently, and that the stock will recover. He also says that Tesla checks all the boxes, talking about Tesla being a leader in the transition into electric vehicles, that Tesla also is a front runner when it comes to legacy automakers that have been investing heavily in the electric vehicle space, writing in the race to an EV world, Tesla remains in the lead. Also, the analysts saying that Tesla has surprised to the upside when it comes to margins, and they expect those margins to continue. Now, it has been volatile for Tesla and other growth name stocks. So Tesla down year to date 12%, but today seeing a big bump.
And finally, Inez, I see that Robinhood is still a favorite for Cathie Wood and her ARK investment. I know Robinhood had a tough day on Friday and she bought up a lot more shares.
Yeah, that's right. She bought shares when Robinhood reached new lows. In fact, let me pull it up in our meme chart here. Now, Robinhood's not really considered a meme stock, but it is sort of a proxy when it comes to a retail trading. Robinhood today seeing a 10% gain. Cathie Wood's ARK investment stepped in, bought some 2.44 million shares of Robinhood. And if you just take a look at, I'm going to pull up a three-day chart, you can see here that on Friday, it reached a new low, trading below $10 a share for the first time. And then it spiked higher. And Robinhood, though, year-to-date is down more than 20%. It's down more than 60% from its IPO price, or around 60% from that IPO price. Cathie Woods is a fan of Robinhood. She bought shares of Robinhood around that time of the of their IPO in late July. I also want to mention that Citi has lowered its price target to $24 on Robinhood from $51. We have seen analysts since Robinhood had reported its quarterly results last week, where revenue missed its first quarter. Also, guidance missed street estimates. So analysts have been lowering their price target. The average price target for Robinhood prior to its quarterly report last week was $29 a share. Right now, that's at $21.60 a share. So it's certainly seeing one downgrade and some price target decreases.
All right, Inez Ferre, thanks for that stock roundup.